from the team's training facility in Berea, Ohio. This is the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com. And by Verizon Wireless. Text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile. Only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. Now, here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And a good evening and welcome to the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got a full hour of Browns football for you. Vic Carucci joins us later. We'll talk with left guard Jason Pinkston as we'll go around the NFL as well, as the Browns coming off of a 6-3 win over Seattle yesterday. And I'm with head coach Pat Shurmur here in Berea. And coach, I understand at your press conference today, former Browns coach Sam Rutigliano said, "Coach, there is no such thing as an ugly win in the NFL. Congratulations on the W."
Yeah, I think it sounds like it was a baseball score, 6-3, but it was a win, and our guys fought hard. I'll say one thing: they've played hard every game, and they're talking about it being an ugly win. Well, if you're a defensive football fan, it was a pretty one. I think our defense really stepped up and did a tremendous job of keeping them out of the end zone, eliminating their ability to score points, and I think that was the name of the game.
You look at that defense, that group, just watching them play, it looks like they're starting to really grow something together, aren't they?
Yeah, team defenses, it's an important, and stopping the run, getting pressure on the quarterback, and then challenging the receivers, and I think they did all three of those things yesterday and kept them out of the end zone.
And that was really the bottom line. The Seahawks threatened deep, and that was a big-time stand by the D in that situation.
Yeah, they did a nice job. They finally got a big play on us down our sideline, and then they really stiffened there and made them kick a field goal once they got inside the 10. So that was a key drive of not letting them get in the end zone, and then we did enough on offense. There were some really good things that happened yesterday. I mentioned earlier today, we didn't score points. We controlled the ball for 43 minutes. We made half of our third downs, which is really good in this league. And we found a way to run the ball and stayed with it. I felt like it was important that we establish a physical presence. I thought Montario Hardesty handled the load well, and then Chris Obanaya stepped in and filled in with some good runs, some key catches, and he did a nice job in pass protection. So those guys answered the bell, and then we had some guys go down on offense for most of the game. We didn't have, Ben Watson. Sean Laval went down early, and then we lost Mo Massaquah as well. So the guys that stepped in, the story is not that they got hurt. Mm-hmm. The story is the guys that stepped in for them did a good job, and I think that's the important thing.
They did what they had to do, and that Seattle defense against the run has been right at the top of the league. They got some big guys up front there, don't they?
Yeah, their front seven is very sturdy. We knew that going in. We knew this was going to be a battle, and I think the thing we need to get better at doing is obviously you can't have those field goals blocked. 3 points are precious in a game that's 6-3, of course. And then when we got down in there, we threw a pick in the red zone, which you can't do. It was a second down, and check the ball down, keep the drive alive. And then, when you have a game that's tight like that, close to the vest, until we get to the point where we can become more explosive, you've got to take the points when they're there. And I think that's the story on offense.
You mentioned the field goals and then the two makes by Phil Dawson.
Yeah.
You talked about him yesterday. He really is a special guy. He's been here since 99, and to kick outdoors like he does with the wind that's always changing and so forth, those were money kicks yesterday, weren't they?
Huge, huge kicks. I actually met Phil at the beginning of training camp because of the unique offseason. And I heard all the stories, and I've gained a huge appreciation for what he is. He's very strong-minded. He went out there and got nicked up just a little bit, and then made those long kicks. And boy, I think we should all be happy that he's our kicker.
Yeah, one thing, and 50-yard field goals at this stadium compared to, you know, Denver or a dome, it's a little different kind of kick, isn't it, Pat?
It is, and now that I've been involved with really 10 games now, you know, figuring out the wind and whether to take the ball and where you kick, you know, the wind swirls a little bit, and it really, you really got to trust the kicker to know which direction things are going, and he's got great experience with our stadium, and he's a pro, and he gets it done.
Something that I guess he even talked about afterwards, that he'll come on early, you know, in pregame warm-ups, and he'll come in and tell you pretty much where, you know, which way, you know, I can go 55 into the dog pound, or, you know, hey, right, the other way, it's not going to be more than 50 or whatever it might be.
Yeah, we know, regardless of what direction we're going, we know what the line is we got to make for him to kick a field goal. And then the one thing about our stadium is it seems to change a little bit. You can go out early in pregame and say, I want to kick off this way if we lose the toss. And then right before kickoff, it can change. And so I think he has a real good feel for the conditions.
We're just getting warmed up. It's the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more with Coach Shurmur coming up. We'll get to Facebook questions as well for the coach. Today is a Let's Move It Monday, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Try to get 10,000 steps a day this week and visit letsmoveit.org to learn more on how to stay active. You're locked into the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. More with Coach Shurmur coming up on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Browns fans, stay connected to the team with the Cleveland Browns official mobile app. It's free and available for your iPhone or Android. Download the app today to gain access to news, team information, and exclusive videos on the go. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Watch the game from the best seat in the house. A brand new home theater from Wayside Furniture. Choose from hundreds of styles and sizes for your big screen TV and electronic equipment. While you're at Wayside, enter the Best Seats in the House contest, where you can win a pair of Browns tickets with a grand prize of 8 tickets to the December 4th game. The lucky winner will also get to choose from a pair of Flex Steel recliners or a Flex Steel sofa. Cleveland fans deserve no less. Wayside in Akron. Better furniture, price lower.
We wake up before the sun and lace him up while the world still slumbers. We hit the gym, the streets, the weights, the box scores, and the naysayers as one. Because team is not something you do alone. Team is plural. Together we are Russell Athletic.
Did you know the average person will own 12 cars in their lifetime? We'll all have a first car. Most of us will have the practical commuter car and our family car with plenty of room for the kids. But in the end, which car will you remember? Well, we'd like to think if you've ever stomped on the powerful engine of a Lexus ISF, you might remember that. Or if you heard the wind of an IS convertible or felt the handling of an IS all-wheel drive, those just may stand out. Our point is, whichever one of your 12 cars you may be considering next, it might be time for your unforgettable car. See the entire IS line at your Cleveland Akron area Lexus dealer. Lease the 2011 IS 250 all-wheel drive for $339 a month for 36 months, with $4,339 due at signing.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease program limitations and offer details on the 2011 IS 250 all-wheel drive. Not all customers will qualify. Excludes official fees, taxes, title, license, registration, and dealer charges. No security deposit required. Offer valid on the Lexus Central Kentucky, Michigan, and Ohio areas only and ends October 31st, 2011.
Browns fans, stay connected to the team with the Cleveland Browns official mobile app. It's free and available for your iPhone or Android. Download the app today to gain access to news, team information, and exclusive videos on the go. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
P.M.
PNC Bank Play of the Game. PNC Bank is a proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns.
My attitude is anytime I go on the field, the ball should go through. My job in pregame is to determine my range. I communicate that to the coaches, and if they send me on the field, then we're in my range, and I should make it.
So now it's going to be a 52-yard field goal attempt for Phil Dawson, right in between 52 and 53 to give the Browns the lead. Maynard to hold. Pontry on the snap. 3-3 score. Snap is back. Ball down. Dawson into it. End over end. And it is good. And they lead 6-3 with 11:18 left to go. How about that? A pair of 52s.
And another nice job by Maynard getting the ball down. High snap.
Okay, we're doing it by threes.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And that is the PNC Bank Play of the Game. PNC Bank, a proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. That actually was a 53-yard field goal by Phil Dawson, who we were talking about going into the break. This is the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Mike Snyder with you with the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. Pat, before we get to a few of your Facebook questions, physically, you guys, as you mentioned, the top few guys banged up. Any updates on any of the guys right now?
No, I think the guys that are banged up will be day-to-day, so we'll see how they improve here as we go. And then my hope is we'll have them all back. And then we'll just see as the week goes on how we'll have to make our adjustments.
All right, Coach, we go to your Facebook questions today. And by the way, you can simply go on to the Browns' official Facebook page at facebook.com/Cleveland Browns. And Coach John wants to know, how much difference is the defense when Joe Hayden is out there as opposed to when he isn't?
Well, I know we're much better when Joe's in the game. You saw him yesterday after having a little layoff with that knee. And he played an outstanding game. He was tight in coverage. He made plays. He got the balls out. I made some nice tackles on the perimeter, and he did a fine job. So we're a better team by far when he's out there.
He really looks like a player that not only has a lot of physical talent, but has some great instincts out there, Pat.
Tremendous instincts, and I think he loves to play the game. You know, I've said this about other players, but Sunday's his favorite day. But when you watch him in practice, he enjoys practicing, and the whole ritual of what we do, Joe Hayden's right there every step of the way. So I think that's also what makes him a terrific player. He's a great competitor. He loves the sport. He loves the game, and he's got great skill and ability.
We have a question here from Peter, who says, I liked what I saw from Chris Obanaya. What happens to him when Peyton Hillis comes back?
Well, he'll be here. You know, he's on our active roster, and so he's you know, he'll be active even if Peyton even when Peyton comes back. So, you know, we'll use Chris. I had a year with him in St. Louis, and then last year he spent most of his time in Houston up until when we picked him up this year. So, he's a very heady player. He understands the game, which makes him a good pass protector. And he did a nice job on a couple of his runs and a couple of his catches, a couple key third down conversions. And so, and for him to do that really and only being here two or three days, I think is it's a credit to him.
Wow, it really was impressive. He came through for you in a big way. And now you had him in St. Louis for a while, then, is that?
Or? Had him for a year in St. Louis.
Okay.
He came there as a free agent initially. And so he got some time and then was with us during training camp a year ago, and then when we released him, then he went to the Houston Texans.
Well, he certainly contributed yesterday, no question about that. We have a question here from June, who says, I'm a big fan of T.J. Ward, who got a sack yesterday. After watching the replay, the play seemed to be designed to get him a clear path to the quarterback. Is that right, and are there a lot of those kind of plays built for him?
Yeah, you know, typically pressures, and that was a zone pressure, you know, where you bring a linebacker and a safety, and you really bring one more guy than they can block. And so if you can imagine with Gokong coming in unison with TJ, and there's the running back standing there, and he can only block one of the two. So in theory, unless they've adjusted the protection, one of those two guys is going to get home. And so that's what happened.
And Chris Gokong early in the game, a terrific blitz and sack.
Yeah, he did a nice job. He's a good blitzer. I think he has a feel for, you have to have a feel for timing and how you hit it relative to the way the line's stunning. And he has a feel for that. He was basically coming out of college, he was a defensive end. He was a rusher. And so he's got skill at rushing the quarterback, and essentially that's what you're doing when you blitz from the linebacker position.
You know, just following up on that, there is a feel to that. It's not a question just of pinning your ears back and going. A guy that can really blitz, he has a feel for it, doesn't he?
He has to, because if you know you run too tight and you run into the defensive lineman, or you run too wide, or you take the wrong edge on the protector, the guy that's trying to block you, then you can't get home. So he has a feel for his paths, and then he's good at it.
We go now to a question from Christopher. The team has a few games on the road over the next few weeks, starting in San Francisco. What is the biggest challenge about playing on the West Coast?
Well, I don't know if it's any more challenging to play on the West Coast. It, you know, playing away has its, I wouldn't call them challenges, but things that you deal with. Obviously, the travel, guys not sleeping in their own beds, and you know, I think that's something we all deal with half the year. And so it's a longer flight, 3-hour time change. The only thing I will say is we leave as a team. I philosophically believe for a 3-hour time change, we'll pull out of here on Friday night. So we'll get there. They'll sleep, and then we'll get up on Saturday morning and have really what we would do here on Saturday.
Well, you actually answered a question from Frank, who asked about that. Frank, that there's your answer. The Browns leave on Friday, as they did on Oakland. And every week, we always get to the Browns Facebook page. You have a question for Coach Shurmur. Just simply go to the official Facebook page at facebook.com/Cleveland Browns. Well, Coach, we've touched on the 49ers. Now, they had a bye. They're coming off of a great win against the Detroit Lions. As you start to look toward them, what do you see with the San Francisco team right now?
Well, you see a 5-1 team that really their only loss came in overtime to the Cowboys when Tony Romo made a great throw. So they're a very, very fine team. I think they've always, at least in recent memory, been very good on defense. Played them twice a year in St. Louis for 2 years, so I got to know them pretty well. On offense, they've got very talented players. They've got two tight ends that are outstanding. They've got some receivers with Braylon Edwards and Crabtree that are outstanding again. And then the runners are outstanding, Gore and then Dixon and then the rookie. So they've got an outstanding talent base on offense. And then I think in their new system here, Alex Smith is executing as well as he's ever. And so from that standpoint, they're putting up points. They're stingy on defense, and then their special teams are outstanding. So they have the makings of a team that's should win a lot of games. And we're going to have to go out there and play our best ball to beat them.
Now, you come off of the win yesterday and things to work on, as you touched on, from special teams to get the offense going. But it's a lot easier, I would think, to coach guys and say, okay, you know, we battled, you got the win, you know, and that's what that bottom line here. But now, all right, here's what you didn't do, here's what you didn't do. These are the things you got to improve. You got to if you're going to win that next game.
Yeah, we got to always come back, and we did it today. The guys met with their coaches and their small groups and went through the tape. But, you know, you got to obviously clean up the last game and then talk about the errors. And so, you know, there's going to be a time in the season when those situations will come up again, and so you got to be ready to get them right the next time. And so that's the first part. And then you got to get back, get your body and your mind right, start to study your opponent, and then learn the plan and then how it fits, and then practice it, and then get your rest, get hydrated, and get ready to go.
You know, you mentioned the success rate on third down, 12 of 24. That is a pretty impressive number in this league. Colt McCoy did some great things, actually, with his feet yesterday in terms of running for a few of those. Your thoughts about Colt's game now that you've had a little time to look back at what happened yesterday?
Well, I think he battled, you know, and I think we've said this for most of the season here, that he plays his best game really in the second quarter. And then near the end of the game, and I think he did that. We talked today about a 14-play drive we had in the fourth quarter, which is demoralizing for their offense because they're waiting to get the ball back. And so we flipped the field, and we took a lot of time off the clock, and I think that was an important thing. And within that drive, the quarterback has to do things that are good, whether it's scramble, get a couple yards, make a key throw, which he did on a couple of occasions. And then there was times in there when he'd change a play to get us into a better play. So I thought he did a good job there. And I thought for the most part he battled. And he was, I think, more accurate yesterday than he was the week before. So, you know, I think he's making progress. And I think his performance, although it wasn't, you know, a glamorous one, was gritty. And I think he helped contribute to the victory.
You know, speaking of gritty, Montario Hardesty kind of gave you a gritty game, didn't he, running up against that line all day?
Yeah, he did. You know, I think he carried it over 30 times and then, you know, caught two other balls. So he did a nice job, and he battled, you know, and I feel good for him. He came back, and he had, again, he played better this week than he did the week previous. So, you know, that's good, and that's what you're looking for, improvement and win. And I think that's because this is a sport where you have to practice. And as the season goes along, you've got young guys playing initially, and as the season goes on, they need to improve, not just on Sunday, but throughout the week. And I think that's what you've heard me say numerous times.
And for a lot of them, when you're playing some young guys, this is their first real experience. I mean, Hardesty, 30 carries plus in an NFL game. Sure, he feels a little, I'm sure today he was probably in that that ice tub probably a little bit because they hit you every time in this league.
Yeah, and he took some good licks too. I you know, there was a couple times when he got through to the third level, you know, to the safeties, and I thought Chancellor hit him a couple times pretty thick, and he bounced right back and he did a good job.
I know you said after the game yesterday that when you look at it, that there sometimes is that. Maybe just that one thing where you were close to breaking a few big ones. When you did look back at the game tape again, did you see a few more of those where you were just a split second away or maybe one block away?
Well, I saw six plays that either had a chance to gain more than 20 yards, and then Montario had the one run down there in the red zone where he popped through and 31 tackled him. You know, he just stumbled just a little bit. Had he not stumbled, I think he'd have made him miss, and we'd have scored in that last drive instead of being forced to kick a field goal, which would have made it a totally different game.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's close. We're getting there. And I think as a coach, you just got to build on what's being done well and be very critical of what's not being done well and then try to get it changed.
All right, Coach. Well, hopefully they'll continue that improvement. You can get that win out in San Francisco. Good luck this week. We'll see you here next Monday.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Browns head coach Pat Shurmur as the Browns come off of the win over the Seahawks and get ready to take on the 49ers on Sunday. Up next, Browns guard Jason Pinkston will be joining us. We'll talk about him, about what it's been like in his first season in the NFL. He's been out there for every snap at that left guard position in his rookie year. Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. You're locked into the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll take a break on the Browns Radio Network.
Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Step up to Verizon 4G LTE. We've got a wide selection of advanced 4G LTE devices, like the new Droid Bionic by Motorola, the Samsung Galaxy Tab 10.1, or the MiFi 4510L mobile hotspot. Come to Verizon for the largest selection of advanced 4G LTE devices. Verizon 4G LTE. Over 140 cities and counting. Visit any Verizon store today, verizonwireless.com/4GLTE, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Hey, Browns fans, KND invites you to live in the heart of it all at one of their three premier downtown properties. The Residences at 668 Downtown's newest luxury address featuring Zinc Bistro. Reserve Square with the convenience of an Embassy Suites hotel. And the Residences at Stonebridge offering amazing views of downtown. You deserve a quality home and good neighbors. So check out everything KND has to offer not only downtown, but throughout Northeast Ohio at KND.com.
I missed it.
I can't see.
What happened? I wasn't watching.
What happened?
Being at the game is great, but missing a game-changing play isn't. With the Browns FanVision controller in your hands, you can pull up instant replays anywhere at the stadium. Plus, get multiple camera angles, out-of-market games, NFL Red Zone, stats, bios, fantasy football, and more. It's live football the way it was meant to be experienced. Welcome to the inside. Learn more at fanvision.com/Browns.
Dunkin' Donuts knows that some days are much bigger than others. That's why Dunkin' Donuts created the Big and Toasty. It's Dunkin's biggest breakfast sandwich yet, and it'll help you power through any day. Sink your teeth into two fried eggs, four slices of cherry wood smoked bacon, and delicious cheese piled high on thick Texas toast. It's Big and Toasty and a breakfast favorite. Wrap your hands around the Big and Toasty and start your day off right with Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Cuyahoga Community College has recently launched their new Alumni and Friends Association, and they're looking for you. If you've taken one class, you're an alum. Or if you believe in Tri-C's mission, you can join as a friend. So join for free today to take advantage of a great job search, mentoring, and networking opportunities, as well as receive discounts to Northeast Ohio businesses. The Tri-C Alumni Association is here to reconnect you. Visit tri-c.edu/browns to join today.
Cleveland starts here, every Sunday with the Browns. It starts with hard-nosed football. It's diehard loyalty. It's committing for the full 60. PNC is proud to be a sponsor of the Browns and a backer of every fan, like you, because you're part of the undeniable achievement that's happening right now in this great city. So whether it's a tailgate party or over 73,000 Browns fans, it all starts in Cleveland. PNC Bank, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association member, FDIC.
The hottest lease deals of the year are going on now at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save big and lease Liberty's bestsellers, Ford Fusion or Escape, for only $179 a month. That's right, your choice, the fuel-efficient Fusion or Escape for just $179. Great fuel economy, great payment, great choice. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
Big, big third down right here. We mentioned they're now at up to 11 out of 21. You're 51% on the afternoon. That's good for third down conversions, but this will be the biggest.
Play clock is at 10 as they come out. Obanaya is the running back. Two receivers out wide to the right. Norwood the widest. A little inside of him in a slot. Crips wide left. Smith motions left to right. McCoy on third down and four. They hand the ball to Obanaya. He's open at the 30. And he'll get the first down down to the 27.5-yard line.
Well, Seattle came out with a three-man line there. I think they were thinking pass all the way.
How many times did I call you from my sickbed during the week and say, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the breeze, and it says Obanaya.
I was still working on the pronunciation.
Hi, this is Evan Moore, and you are listening to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford.
We go to our hotline on the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford, and joining us tonight is Browns left guard Jason Pinkston, who has certainly been a big part of what the Browns are trying to do as they go into this new season as a rookie out of Pitt. He's been out there for every snap this season. Jason, first off, congratulations on getting that W yesterday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, it was a tough ball game. You guys, I know offensively, obviously, would like to have put more points on the board, but let's talk a little bit about the way you were able to control the ball. A lot of running plays, Jason. Your thoughts about the way the running game went yesterday?
I thought we took a big step from the previous games in our running game. You know, we decided we're just going to put the ball in Montario's hand and our new back's hand, and we're just going to run right at him. And you know, every play is not going to be pretty. You know, you're not going to gain 10 yards, 20 yards on each play. But, you know, once you get a run of three, then you hit four, and a big one comes, and, you know, you just keep grinding on them.
And really, you know, you talk about that. Monterio had a few of his bigger games late in the ball game. So that is kind of a testament to staying with the running game where you can kind of wear that defense down. And that's a very good run defense you were up against yesterday.
Yeah, you know, they were a great front, you know, from their linebackers to their safeties and to their defense line. You know, they did a great job of, you know, getting a lot of guys down there and get down in the box. And we just, you know, we just kept fighting. We just tried to get a hat on the hat. And, you know, Monterio and our backs, and, you know, they made us right. And, you know, it was a good win.
Well, every win's a good win in this league, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, it's tough to go out there. You know, everyone's preparing like we are. You know, they were coming off a bye week, and we were coming off a tough loss in Oakland. So, you know, it's going to be tough every week. But, you know, we're just trying to keep getting better and taking the right steps and, you know, starting off fast.
Our guest is Browns left guard Jason Pinkston. And, Jason, let's talk a little bit about you. You're drafted by the Browns last spring. And I know primarily in college you played tackle, correct?
Yes, I was a left tackle.
So what's it been like for you to go from a tackle position where you're a little further outside on the line to playing on the interior right now?
You know, you just got to tighten everything up. You know, you don't have a lot of space to work, you know, recovery time. So, you know, your feet got to be on point with your hands, and, you know, you got to be technique sound, and, you got to know what you're doing, and you got to be able to react faster.
Well, you know, and it's one thing that, as you say, the reaction. I mean, you got a lot of guys that are coming at you from both sides every play, really, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, a lot more exotic blitzes here in the NFL and unlike college. So, I mean, you got to be aware of what's going on. You got to know the situation.
Jason, how much has it helped you to be between an Alex Mack and a Joe Thomas?
Oh, it's great. You know, they are two great guys and great players. You know, they do a good job with helping everybody out. And, you know, if I ever get stuck on a play or something like that, you know, I always can lead them to my left or right. You know, and I got two veteran guys who played here and have done a great job for the Browns. So, I mean, it's great to have those two guys out there.
Of course, things are split second. There's only so much they can help you. Are you seeing things a little as you get into this season, Jason? Are things now, you're recognizing some things maybe that you need maybe a little more help with in week one as opposed to now through six games?
Yeah, you know, I actually started off pretty slow with recognizing things, and now I'm able to, you know, see the safeties rotate. You know, I'm starting to pick up on things like that now, which I wasn't seeing a lot at the beginning of the year. So now I'm starting to play more outside of the box and starting to see the safeties and corners rotate over and things like that.
Jason Pinkston is our guest tonight. And Jason, as we talk with you, of course, the last name Pinkston certainly is familiar to football fans in Cleveland, and your cousin Todd, a receiver with the Eagles back from, I guess, 2000 up through about 2005. Has cousin Todd been able to give you any advice about life in the NFL?
You know, he's one of my distant cousins. You know, everyone thinks at all he's like my first or second cousin. He's not. You know, he's a distant cousin, so I really haven't talked to him.
Okay, so you've been kind of on your own figuring this thing out, but you were at Pitt, and there you did play for Dave Wanstead for a while, correct?
Yes, I did. I played under Coach Wanstead and Tony Wise and Matt Cavanaugh and a bunch of guys from the NFL. So, I mean, I had a good idea of what to expect. You know, they always would talk and give us stories about it and how things went.
That's a good thing to have, because obviously they saw in you that you had the potential to play in the NFL, and to hear from guys that have been around the block, that's got to be helpful as I look back at your college career, which was a very good one at Pitt, but to have that knowledge passed on to you, has that proved helpful to you here in the early stages of your career?
Yeah, it does. You know, it was great playing under pro guys like that. You know, we were in a pro-style system at Pittsburgh, so, you know, they treat us like we're pro-style players, and with from our meeting setups to how they ran things off the field and on the field. So, I mean, it was great. It really helped you out a lot.
And Jason, I know one of the things, having you grew up in Pittsburgh, but I know we talked with you on draft day that you were very quickly ready to put on that orange helmet, and you know what you're up against down the road when you take on the black and gold.
Yeah, you know, I know what I'm up against, and being from Pittsburgh, you know, it's going to be a big game. You know, it's one of our biggest rivals here, so it's going to be a little different. But you know, I'm in the orange now, and I'm going to do everything I can for Cleveland to get a win.
Well, you know, you haven't really got a feel for that as those games come later in the season this year against the Steelers, but really being in the middle of it, it'll be, I'm sure, a real interesting experience for you. Wanted to ask you, you guys get ready to go back on the road again, and actually you'll be going right back out to the West Coast to take on the 49ers after being in Oakland. Well, what's it like for you? What was it like for you that first trip to the West Coast?
You know, it was different, you know, and definitely playing out in Oakland with all they had going on. It was a great atmosphere. It would have been great to come out with a win. You just got to handle that professional. And, you know, we have great leaders on our team that keeps everybody in order. And, you know, there's not too much going on. You know, we're all focused in on the game and what we came out to the West Coast to get done.
Well, you get a couple of days in the NFL. Do you find, Jason, that when you were in college, I mean, you were delivering a lot of the punishment, but in the NFL, that you need a couple of days after getting through a battle in this league to kind of heal that body up before you get back on the practice field?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've used the hot tubs and cold tubs, and I'm talking more Epsom salt baths ever in my career now, you know, from all the contact. So, I mean, it's a little different, you know, so you really got to take care of your body. You got to watch what you're eating and watch what you're drinking. You always want to put stuff in your body that's going to help you throughout the week.
Well, Jason, you're off to a great start in your NFL career, moving right in and taking over that left guard spot. We thank you for your time tonight, and all the best to you against San Francisco and throughout the rest of the season. Thanks a lot, Jason.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me on.
Jason Pinkston, number 62, Browns left guard, joining us tonight. And, boy, this young man really has jumped right in there as the Browns selected him in the fifth round. And he's made that move from tackle into left guard for the Browns. The loss of Eric Steinbach, and it created an opening there. And Jason has gone in and done a very solid job when you think about what he's been thrown into in the first 6 weeks of his NFL career. Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL mobile only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. You're locked into the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up after this timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
He's got an open field. He's in the 15. He's in the 10. He's in the 5. He dives. Touchdown.
Cleveland Browns single game tickets are selling quickly. Now is your chance to get in on the action at Cleveland Browns Stadium by securing your seats to available home games. Single game seats are also now available in the exclusive club level, featuring climate control lounges and other premium amenities. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. It's always football season.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Stan, I'm getting 4 tickets to the Browns game.
4 tickets?
Yeah, wanna go?
You bet. Which game?
I don't know, I haven't won them yet.
Wait, what?
Just go to drive1ohio.com for a chance to win 4 tickets to any Browns home game.
Let me get this straight. 4 tickets we ain't got to a game we don't know when.
Exactly. Wanna go?
See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns, or visit drive1ohio.com for contest details.
When you win the tickets, I'll drive in my new Explorer.
You have a new Explorer?
Well, I haven't got it yet.
Wait, what?
October is now Anytober at Subway. Every day, all month long, any regular footlong is a $5 footlong starting at 7 a.m. Any regular footlong, from the steak, egg, and cheese to the mouth-watering turkey breast.
Prices and participation may vary, plus tax are applicable, excludes premium sandwiches, additional charge for extras, prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, And by turning all those things into a real, roll up our sleeves, working together to achieve your future goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I've been a Giant Eagle customer for over 20 years. One of the things I like most about Giant Eagle is how much I save with fuel perks. For every $50 I spend at Giant Eagle, I earn 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Geico. I earn fuel perks when I'm buying groceries, picking up prescriptions, even on retailer gift cards. I shop for almost everything my family needs at Giant Eagle so that I can save on gas. In fact, I saved over $600 on gas this past year at Geico, saving money with fuel perks. That's my Giant Eagle advantage.
Restrictions apply. See stores for details.
Step up to Verizon 4G LTE. We've got a wide selection of advanced 4G LTE devices, like the new Droid Bionic by Motorola, the Samsung Galaxy Tab 10.1, or the MiFi 4510L mobile hotspot. Come to Verizon for the largest selection of advanced 4G LTE devices. Verizon 4G LTE, over 140 cities and counting. Visit any Verizon store today, verizonwireless.com/4GLTE, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Cleveland Browns four-pack ticket plans are still on sale and feature prime locations in the exclusive club level. Enjoy four great Browns home games at savings over single-game prices, including the sold-out season finale against the Pittsburgh Steelers and other key matchups. Club-level seats offer first-class amenities, including access to the climate-controlled City View and Lakeview clubs and some of the finest views Cleveland Browns Stadium has to offer. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
This is Browns Prime Time on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
Drive of the game, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group.
McCoy gets Hardesty runs. He is up to the 23, to the 24 for a tough 2 yards, third down and three. McCoy back to pass, looks, steps, throws, open. Alex Smith, first down, over the 30, over the 35. I'll tell you what, that might be his best throw of the day. In the shotgun, second and 11. Uh-oh, Clements was left free, but he dumped the ball off quickly, and it's caught by Evan Moore over the 40. Here's McCoy, blitz coming, throws it right flat. Obanias got it at the 40, at the 45, and he got the first down as he lunges and got it out near the 48-yard line. Good job by Obanias. First down, McCoy, short drop, throws right flat. This is open. Hardesty at the 50, at the 45, at the 40, inside the 40, down near the 36-yard line, and a first down on a gain of 16. On first down, here's McCoy, gives the ball. Hardesty to the 35, to the 34, and he got knocked down at the 34. Tough 2 yards on the play. Snap is back. Ball down. Dawson into it. End over end, and it is good. And they lead 6-3 with 11:18 left to go.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And that is the drive of the game, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. And fans, you can log on to clevelandbrowns.com, driven by Liberty Ford, for all of your up-to-date Browns news. And we go now to our hotline. Joining us now, Browns senior editor Vic Carucci. Vic, a good evening to you. And we had Coach Shurmur on earlier, and I guess Coach Rattigliano said to him at his press conference today, Coach, there's no such thing as an ugly win in the NFL. They're all beautiful. And when you look at the standings today, that three does look pretty good, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. And when you think about how difficult it is, Mike, to win in the NFL, Coach Rattigliano is 1,000% right. It is, you know, you take the wins and you take them. You think about where this team was just in the last 2 weeks and what you would give for any kind of victory. And looking at them at 3-3 at this juncture of the season, I think a lot of people would have considered that an optimistic start.
And really, Vic, when you look at it, Neil Gulkus gave me a note here that the top four ranked defenses are in the AFC North, and the Browns are among them. That's quite a story for this defense in the early going.
Well, it really is. To be fourth in the NFL in defense is definitely lofty territory. It's a top five defensive performance, and I think their play actually lives up to that. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, I think the other, you can look at it two ways. It's encouraging that they're fourth it's a little discouraging that the teams ahead of them are also in the AFC North. So, hey, it's a defensive-driven division, no doubt.
Well, and the thing is, I guess, you know, you look at the way Tom Hekert's drafted, and we see the fruition of those drafts, particularly with Hayden and Ward and then Taylor and Sheard. And these are impact guys that you wanted them to be impact with the way you drafted them, and they are coming in and proving it right out of the box.
Well, yeah, Mike, I think that's the foundation of confidence and optimism you can have for this football team. There's a lot of talent on that defensive side of the ball. There's some talent on the offensive side either. I'm not saying that and dismissing what can happen on the offensive side, but right now there's no question that the most talented players on this team reside on the defensive side, and that's a, you know, that's a core, that's a foundation, that's how you build with quality people and giving you a chance to be in and compete in every game.
You know, Vic, I know you have, and I have too, talking to people over the last 24 hours about the offense and the offense struggles. And, boy, it'd be nice if there was just one knob to turn or one switch to turn on to fix everything, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be, but that is not how it works. It's definitely a process, and it's clearly going to be a long and difficult one, probably more or longer and more difficult than I probably expected. But I'm not surprised by the growing pains. I'm not surprised that, you know, you could take a couple of steps forward and a step back and do that type of thing on a regular basis with this offense. The absence of offseason, and that's been said time and time again, it has affected not every team the same way. The 49ers are a perfect example, coming up with their first-year coach, Jim Harbaugh. Their offense is functioning at a much higher level, but they have some higher-developed people. You know, when you look at Frank Gore at running back, when you look at Alex Smith, remember, this was a top overall pick in 2005, and some would say he might just be coming into his own because of Harbaugh's presence, but they've connected in a short period of time here. Not as much, I think, with this Browns team, with the West Coast attack and different elements of the play calling of Pat Shurmur, how they're feeling and learning their way. But I will tell you, Michael, it's got to start and continue with the development of this running game. I hope what we saw Sunday is the first big step in that, the commitment to the run, even when it's not successful, just sticking with it.
Yeah, and they sure did. And actually, as the game went along late, Hardesty seemed to run at his best. Vic, a quick thought from you. These 49ers, they are 5-1. They're coming off of a bye and a great win leading into that with that win in Detroit. How good do you think this San Francisco team is?
Well, I legitimately think they're a 5-1 team, and that Jim Harbaugh should get credit, as much credit for that as he's getting for the headlines that he got for the aggressive handshake with Jim Schwartz last week. He's done a very nice job there. His staff has too. I would also add that special teams have been a huge part of that 5-1 record. Ted Ginn Jr., the Ohio State and Glenville High School product, has done great for them, and their kicking is very strong. And we know the problems with the Browns special teams, got to get those solved right away.
Boy, they really do, and they've had them in really almost every phase of the game. Vic, as we hit the week 7 for the Browns, or game 7 for the Browns, you look around, I mentioned this AFC North and the defense being played. Baltimore plays Jacksonville tonight, Steelers at 5-2, and the Bengals, really, they're playing right now some of the best defense in the league as well. That's kind of a surprise, I think, to a lot of people.
Yeah, I like the way this Bengals team is performing. I mean, you know, I know that sounds blasphemous in Cleveland, but I mean, if we're going to talk objectively about what the AFC North is about, you have a great Ravens defense that we're seeing, and we'll see them on display tonight, Monday Night Football. But that Cincinnati team, I think, has been surprisingly good in those areas. And Andy Dalton giving them some strong play at the quarterback position, stronger. And clearly they were able to move on without Carson Palmer. And, of course, the Palmer trade, getting him to Oakland, he was not ready to play. They did not want to put him on the field. And you saw the result, the turnovers and the struggles of a man who knows only about 10% of that offense there. And you look around the NFL as well. The other big story is Tim Tebow with the Denver Broncos, him giving them some spark, but the kind of spark that Tim Tebow gives you, mostly with his legs and that ability to be a bit of a catalyst, but still the struggles with him throwing the football are there. I don't know that changes things, but Denver has to be very pleased that they got a win in Miami.
Well, any win in this league, you'll take it, Vic. Is this going to be another test for the Browns to go out there to San Francisco? Coach talked about, well, you want to improve and win, and they're going to have to do a lot of improving this week to go out there and pull off the upset, aren't they?
I agree. Yeah, but they've got to stay as focused as they were, as persistent as they were, as they say, trying to run the football. Won't be an easy thing against another stout defensive team against the run, as Seattle was. And you can test that San Francisco team in the passing game, which I think the Browns also should do. But, yeah, people do have to step up. And clearly Greg Little is one who's trying to answer that call. And the other challenge, Mike, the big challenge is how this team is going to overcome the injuries that they have. Ben Watson and Mo Massaquah being added to that list with those concussions, and Sean LaValle with the bruised knee.
Seems like it's a different story injury-wise every week. Vic, it's always great to talk with you. Thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Michael.
Browns senior editor Vic Carucci. Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL mobile only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. That does it for tonight's Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. This is Mike Snyder saying, go Browns on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, has been brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com. And by Verizon Wireless. Text NFL to 8915 to get NFL mobile, only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL.